proclamation number 6569 dated the June 11th, 1956. Granting prayers. Faith. The strength of your prayer will also guarantee your request to be granted. For I am true to my word, ask, and it shall be given to you. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Single quote, you should always remember that my word is truth, that I do not give you a promise without fulfilling it. You should also bear in mind that it is always possible for me to grant your prayers, and that my love for you gladly complies with your wishes, but that you may only rely on the granting of your prayers if you firmly believe, if you don't let any doubt arise in my love or my power. But the slightest doubt prevents me from proving my love and power to you, in the case you are, as yet, not united with me closely enough. You don't see the Father in me as yet, but only ever the distant God who will not push himself to the fore as long as your childlike love does not draw me, your Father, to you, which, however, a firm faith will do. For this reason so many of my earthly children's prayers remain unheard, and this increases their doubts in the power of prayer even more. And yet, only the missing strength of faith is to blame that you often wait for the granting of your prayer in vain. Come to me like children to your Father and speak to him with true humility and childlike love, and then tell me your wishes in firm trust that I will hear you, understand your problem and avert it from you. And you can rest assured that I will not ignore you, but I will comply with your prayers. For I want to draw you ever more firmly towards me, and therefore will not disappoint someone with a firm faith either. And a true child will certainly only appeal for things which will not damage the soul. A true child leaves it up to me, and I direct its thoughts so that it realizes and rejects every desire which hampers its spiritual development. The right relationship of a child with its father also guarantees you enlightened thinking, an enlightened spirit. It is my will that you should entrust yourselves to me in every adversity of body and soul, and I will help you, as I have promised, as soon as you believe in me with a living faith. However, I cannot give you a living faith, you have to acquire it yourselves through love. And thus you know why so many prayers remain unheard. Insufficient love is the explanation for a weak faith, because no person may ever expect the complete evidence of my love from me who has insufficient love himself, and therefore also prevents my activity of love. My word is truth, but my promises also require compliance with the conditions. Then every promise will come true for you. Therefore strive to strengthen your faith, let it come alive through kind-hearted activity. Then you will also have strength of faith, and my love and might will manifest itself to you. Amen.